You may not remember the milkman. Chances are your parents and grandparents do. Well, he, or she, is back. Part of a fast-expanding trend of food deliveries. Weekend Edition's food commentator Bonnie Wolf explains.
You don't even have to get out of your PJs to go to the farmer's market now. All over the country, trucks are delivering fresh milk, organic vegetables, and humanely raised chickens to your door. Though in New York, the deliveries come by bike. 50 years ago, about 30% of milk still came from the milkman. By 2005, the last year for which USDA has numbers, only 0.4% was home delivered. While we don't yet have the official government numbers on this trend, there's no doubt that bottled milk is once again showing up on stoops in the pre-dawn hours. South Mountain Creamery in Maryland began home delivery in 2001 with 13 local customers. Today, they have 8,500 home delivery accounts in 5 states. They promise there will be no more than 48 hours between the time the cow is milked and the bottle arrives at your door. It's happening all over the country. Louisville has a dairy that delivers milk 3 times a week. Vegetables and meats are delivered to homes in Michigan, Kansas, and Colorado. What are the reasons behind this trend? Well, processed foods, E. coli scares, and factory farms mean we want to know where our food comes from and who's growing it. These services tend to be by subscription, but also flexible. Once a week, once a month, or on demand. It's usually all organic, or all local, or some of each. And it's more than just produce and milk. Farmers and dairymen have tapped into regional networks of food producers, and they now offer grass-fed meats, hand-churned butter and pesticide-free lavender, gluten-free bread and unprocessed honey. The source may be a sixth-generation farmer, but it could also be a newcomer to farming, say a lawyer-turned-beekeeper. The websites tend to use the same vocabulary, words like authentic, simple, community, and connection. Farmhouse delivery in Texas, for example, refers rather nostalgically to a, quote, return to the family table. It's just one of many producers who wax lyrical about a time when local food was a matter of course and everyone had a milkman and an iceman. We're still not very likely to see the iceman again, but the milkman indeed cometh.
Bonnie Wolf, managing editor of AmericanFoodRoots.com. This is NPR News.